It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Just a couple more games left here in the regular season of high school basketball as we continue on here in the month of February. From the home of the Chargers, it's Jefferson County North High School. We welcome you to our Northeast Kansas League doubleheader tonight as the Chargers play host to the Dragons of Valley Falls. Thank you so much for tuning in. Colin Feldkamp back in studio. We got Trenton Craxner. I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you again for tuning in as we get set for our broadcast here tonight. Our game tonight is presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Trenton, let's get right into it. We'll take one quick break here in a moment before we get to the tip-off of the girls' game. But right now, you look at the Northeast Kansas League standings, ACCHS, they have already clinched the league championship this year. What a job they have done over there at 16-1. They are still undefeated in league play. But both these teams tonight, JCN and Valley Falls, they're trying to jockey for position here in Substate that is hosted by Horton. We're less than 2 weeks out from Substate tournament, and every game matters, and you want to be playing your best moving forward.
Yeah, and the big key for Valley Falls is can anyone outside of Corey Kirkwood effectively score the basketball tonight, because she's going to do her thing. She's going to get a rebound and points, but can anyone else step up and shoot the ball, especially from the outside, because you can't just force feed inside. You got to have people willing to shoot. For JCN, it all starts with Claire Jobin. She's been great this year, and she was great last year. She's by far the best player. If Valley wants to stop JCN, they're going to have to stop Claire Jobin.
First meeting between these two back in early January was a three-point Charger win, 45-42, hoping for the same here tonight. We got the starting lineups and the tip-off coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll step aside and have that for you after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kellerman Insurance in Holton.
My name is Cindy Weiler, and I have 24 years in personal lines insurance. I quote not only home and auto, but travel trailer, ATV, motorcycle, and boat. We have many companies that we quote with for your property. Call or come by, and we can find one that best fits your needs.
I'm Cindy Howard. We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at kellermaninsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Northeast Kansas League basketball here tonight on KNZA. Brandon, Colin, and Trenton, the Three Musketeers with you tonight as we get set for this one. It's Valley Falls and Jefferson County North. The girls' game moments away. Let's dive into the starting lineups. We'll start first with the road team, as always, and that is Valley Falls, 7 wins and 10 losses. They are 6-7 in NEKL play. They go like this tonight. Lauren Brown in the backcourt, 5'6", junior guard, 6 points, nearly 3 rebounds a game. Carly Henson, a swing player, 5'7", senior, 3 points, 2 rebounds a game. Cassidy Frakes down low, a 5'11", sophomore forward at nearly 2 points and 3 rebounds per game. Lily Darveau is a senior, 3-year starter at 4 points and 3 rebounds per game, and one of the best in the league residing in Valley Falls. That is Corey Kirkwood, a 5'8 junior guard. 15-10. That's right. She's averaging a double-double of 15 points, 10 rebounds per game. So again, for head coach Jordan Hale, it is Brown, Darveau, Henson, Kirkwood, and Frakes. For the veteran head coach and Steve Knoll, 18th year for JCN, 12 wins and 6 losses. They are 10-4 in league play. They go like this. Claire Jobbins, a 5'6 senior at 10 points and 4 rebounds per game. Emily Langley, a 6-foot junior, 10 points and 9 rebounds per game. Macy Thompson, a 6-foot senior, 7 points and 10 rebounds per game. Clara Johnson, a 5'7 junior, 7 points, 4 rebounds per game. And Abby Laird, a 6-foot junior, 8 points, 8 rebounds per game, one of the best rebounding teams, if not the best rebounding team in the league. This JCN team, they are long, and as Trenton mentioned earlier, can the Valley Falls Dragons get a little bit more offensive production outside of Corey Kirkwood? That's been some trouble at times this year, but this first meeting early January came down to the wire. 45-42, JCN won it at Valley Falls. Chargers in the home whites, Valley Falls in the black uniforms, and the first tip-off we get a botched tip, and it's going to be possession for Valley Falls right out the gate as they go left to right here in the first half.
And it looks like they're going to implement a 1-3-1 zone here as they're coming down, so they're going to implement Kirkwood to the outside, but like I said, you're going to have some open shots in this 1-3-1. Can you knock them down?
The Chargers, again, with all that length, coming out in that 1-3-1. Dragons working it around the perimeter. Darvo drives. A long, lengthy pass is kicked, and able to get it back is Brown for three. This one off the rim, no good. Tipped out of bounds and last touched by JCN. So the Dragons will keep the possession. Not quite 20 seconds in, no score. They stay in that zone. This is going to be Carly Henson, 5'7 senior, to throw it in. Get it into the backcourt here with Brown. Looking inside, now skips it to Darvo. Right back to Brown. Left side pass to Henson. Puts it on the dribble a couple of times on the wing. Tip pass. But Darvo has it. Fakes. Now a drive here by Kirkwood. A little pull-up from 17. That's no good. And a rebound for the Chargers. And now as we come up 30 seconds in, JC in their first possession. This is Jobbins. High right on the wing. A long skip pass here to the near side. This is Clara Johnson. Johnson waist-high dribbling with the right hand on the left wing. Wanting someone to cut through. It's Macy Thompson. Gets it at the point. Right side pass, it goes to Jobbins, who sets and fires a deep three, and it's nothing but net. Right out the gate, Claire Jobbins, her 34th triple made on 110 attempts this season. A 3-0 start here for JCN, 1 minute in. Valley Falls here with the basketball, second possession for them. They get it left side in the corner to Darvo, who drives, and a nice kick to Brown, who takes a step in, and a pass to the elbow. This is Frakes. Back up top, it goes to Kirkwood. Right side into the corner. Chargers continue to play zone defense. 6:45 left first quarter. 3-0 JCN. Here's a three on the other end for a tie. No good. Tipped around a little bit. Saved and finally corralled there by JCN. Into the hands of Laird. And here come the Chargers from right to left. 90 seconds into this game. And they have a 3-0 lead. Dragons also sitting in a zone defense. This is a 2-3. Left side, this is Jobbins, ball fake, long two on the way, off the heel, a little bit strong. Tipped around underneath and an offensive, or correction, a defensive rebound. That one's pulled in by Kennedy, or correction, that was Carly Henson on the defensive rebound there. So a 3-0 start, 2 minutes in. Here's a straight on three by Kirkwood, and it rests off the back iron and drops through, and Kirkwood tying the game at 3 apiece, just over 2 minutes in. That's her 9th triple of the year. A three by each team to start. 3-3 tie. Laird to skip. Right side. This is Jobbins, a three. That's a little strong off the heel. Offensive rebound by Laird and a whistle and a foul. Our first foul of the game against Cassidy Franks, the 5'11 sophomore. The Chargers to throw it in with Laird, a 6-foot junior. Left side of her own backboard. Still looking. Dumps it into the corner. This is Jobbins. That might have been partially blocked inside, but an offensive rebound by Langley to keep it alive, and she puts it up and in.
Yeah, they actually gave that foul to Darvo there, but that length, how about that? They've already got a couple offensive rebounds by a couple different players, and again, it's effective, that length, and it's really good for offensive rebound. You mentioned earlier the really good rebounding.
As Brown tries to answer with a left corner three missing, tipped around, Laird gets it, and the Chargers pushing with a 2-point lead as we're coming up on 3 minutes in. Here's Jobbins driving to the short corner right. Now Laird a little pull-up. This one a little bit strong. Chasing it down in the far side corner. Picked up by Valley Falls. Good hustle there by Frakes to pull it away. Dragons into the front court from left to right. Long pass into the corner with Brown. Faking back towards the point. Long skip pass to the near side corner. That is Darvo. Now right side it goes to Kirkwood. Brown reversing left. Good movement here up top. And a three's on the way. And four passes all the way from the right corner to the left corner. And Henson buries a triple.
Yeah, if they're going to sit back in that zone all night, Valley is going to chuck the three ball. And it's just a matter of they knock down. They've had a lot of open looks, and they've hit two now. But
there's Laird inside, missing a shot. Rebound, a one-and-done possession there. Darvo pulls it down. wants to push it up the floor. Brown gets it in the right corner. Darvo, right wing for three, just grazing the rim, no good. And out of bounds in the far side corner it goes, and JCN gets it back. So just under 4:20 to go in this first quarter, a 6-5 game so far. Valley Falls on the road with a one-point lead on a couple of threes by Henson and Kirkwood. And this is a Chargers team that's played well. They have won four straight. They're 7-2 over their last nine games. They're 10-4 in league play, 12-6 overall. Here's Jobbins on a drive, short corner right, rattles one in from the block. And Jobbins has five of the seven. JCN back in front, 7-6, under 4 minutes to go in the opening frame. Both teams sitting in a zone, deflected pass to midcourt, and that one is taken away. Layup in transition is no good, a whistle and a foul. Free throws coming up here for Clara Johnson.
Yeah, that's going to be the second on Darvo. She turned it over and then went down and prevented the layup with a foul. Not a lot of contact, but definitely enough to call one there. That's good. That's just good body searching by Johnson, you know, in layup and transition, search for the body and get some contact there and you get the call.
Johnson to shoot, 40% at the line this year. High arcing shot is up and good. Johnson, her first tally in the book. 8-6 JCN at 3:47 left in this first. A couple of subs here for Valley Falls coming in here momentarily. Jobbins will try to go, or correction, Johnson will go 2-for-2. Then a couple of subs. We got Caitlin Yates into the game, and also we see Madison Connor for the Dragons.
Brace is like the only real person to match that height for JCN, so this is a small lineup. So we'll see how they can rebound offensively and defensively.
Dragons down three, 3.5 minutes to go in this opening frame, dealing with this length in the 1-3-1 zone being put on by the Chargers. Here is Kirkwood, top of the key, long pass into the corner with Brown, quickly doubled, now swings the pass here right side, good, extra pass into the corner for three, it's an air ball, and a rebound for JCN. Jobbins has that one. Brings it up the floor herself into the front court, near side, into the near side corner, it goes with Thompson, back to Jobbins on the wing. Skips it right. This is Johnson. Johnson swings it back here near side corner with Jobbins. Puts it on the deck. Long pass, short corner right. As this is Langley working inside. Throws up a wild shot that nearly fell. Tipped around. Laird gets the offensive rebound and puts it up and in. Laird averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds a game. She gets an offensive one there. Puts up and in. 11-6. JCN by five. 2:40 to go in this first quarter. Largest lead on either side. Valley Falls with it, with Brown in the corner, up top to Kirkwood. Dribbles towards the right wing, now stop short corner, doubled and fouled. And Claire Jobbins will pick up the first JCN foul. And a quick sum into the game, Jocelyn Seaver for JCN. The Chargers a little bit smaller as Laird comes out. And that length goes down a little bit. Just getting it in time is Brown here to Yates at the point. Back to Kirkwood up top. Down to 2:20 to go. Here's Yates again, a three. Nearly banked it in from the corner, but an offensive rebound. And stick back is no good by Brown. But she will go to the line and shoot two after the second chance effort. And if that's Jobbins again, that is her second. So both teams with a key player apiece with two early fouls. This will put Brown at the line. 53% on the year at the stripe, and the first one is up and good.
Yeah, now it's just a matter of no one boxed out Lauren Brown, and that's very key if you want to zone somebody. Even if you have a lot of length and size, you got to box people out, and Brown was right in the middle of the lane and in the right spot at the right time.
Brown, a good shooter, 6 points per game. She's hit 19 triples this year, and she's 2-for-2 at the line here, and we get our first timeout. After the second make by Brown, makes it a 3-point game at 11-8 at 2:16 to go in this opening frame. The 30, we'll keep it right here. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Colin, Brandon, Trenton all with you. And Trenton, you're very familiar with both of these teams, both of these fan bases. Of course, a Valley Falls alum helping us out throughout the year. And it's always fun when these two teams hook up.
Yeah, this is the big rivalry game. You know, this is like KU, K-State for these people. I mean, you have some friends that you might make on opposite sides. But when you step inside the court or whatever sport they play, it's a bitter rivalry. It's like KU, K-State. They don't like each other. These two towns are close to each other. And, I mean, it's been very competitive on the boys' side lately, but it's been a little bit one side, the girls' side, because JCN had that dominant run for a long time. But I think the girls' games have gotten a lot more competitive as Kirkwood gets a steal and a bucket.
Wow, how about that? Individual effort by Kirkwood, who now has five, a quick steal. That was the first JCN turnover. That's a big bucket. Gets it back to within one at 11-10. And now the Dragons showing some pressure here in the full court. Chargers do a good job this time with Johnson to get out of that pressure into the front court. This is Seaver, right side. Dumps it down to Thompson. Now Langley turning at the free throw line. Diving in. Kicks it right. Seaver, another good pass inside. A shot is up. A little turnaround, Jay, for Macy Thompson. Her first basket, averaging 7 points per game on the season. Back to a three-point JCN lead at 13-10. We're now at 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Good way to start this doubleheader tonight. Both teams still staying zone defensively. Long pass here to the point. It's going to get beyond midcourt. That's going to be a Valley Falls turnover. Just their second and six-plus minutes of play as both teams with substitutions. Frakes back in for Valley Falls, and Laird checks back in for JCN.
Yeah, it was a good timeout by Coach Hale for Valley because I think they might have surprised JCN with that pressure, and that's how Kirkwood got that easy bucket. But if you turn it over, you're not going to be able to get set up that press.
So Riley Thompson, a quick miss, a rebound for Lauren Brown. A three would tie the game here, 13-10. Dragons down three with the ball. Here is Kirkwood on a drive. A little pull-up is pure. How about that? Nothing but nylon. And seven here in the first quarter for Kirkwood, and it's a one-point JCN lead at under a minute to go. See how the Chargers want to play the final 48 seconds. Here's Riley Thompson, the freshman, dumps one inside. This is Langley, caught in a double. They get it back out to the point with Johnson. Johnson left side to Seaver. 37 seconds and counting in the opening quarter. This is Johnson. Gets staring down a 2-3 zone by the Dragons. Seaver dumps one inside. Langley turning on a triple team. Still keeping it high. Throws it up. It's no good, but she's called for a walk. Too much with the pivots there.
Yeah, you just got to put the ball on the ground and, like, get away from that double team or pass it back out. She just faced up and then was just panicking, and then she eventually threw it, but she traveled and shuffled the feet. And I think Coach Steve Noel's going to take her out and tell her that. Just don't panic in a situation like that.
Macy Thompson will check in, and now a chance for Valley here to take the lead going into the second quarter. Down 13-12, 20 seconds and counting. Brown into the front court. Right side, this is Yates driving, tipped in the air, and it's a steal. Third turnover by Valley Falls into the front court. It's Clara Johnson with 10 seconds to go. Has it on the wing, works it back to the top of the key. Right side pass to Seaver, dumps one inside. Macy Thompson's shot is short, and at 2 seconds to go, we get a whistle and a foul. Think of JCN.
And
this is Macy Thompson over the back, her first foul, team foul number three. So Valley, again, they have to go the full length of the floor, just 2.5 seconds to do it. They dump it into Brown, and they're not going to get any kind of shot up. They just threw it back to Kirkwood, and that's going to do it. So not much there to end the quarter, but a good back-and-forth affair here through 8 minutes. A good one here at JCN. Valley Falls trailing 13-12 after one quarter. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
All right, here we go. Second quarter action from Jefferson County North. Brandon Tritton and Colin with you as we got a good one here in the girls' game so far. 13-12 our score. JCN with the lead and the ball to start the second period. And a quick foul along the perimeter as they'll get Lauren Brown here. She kind of does the casual shrug as she did not agree with the call. That'll be her first in team foul number three. So both teams, three fouls apiece. Early second quarter. They go inside. Good turn. Shot up and good. Macy Thompson, her second basket. She's got four. 15-12, Jefferson County North. Brown into the front court. Stops. Right side pass deflected. Chased down by Kirkwood. Another lengthy pass, almost deflected. Finds Brown in the corner. Holding it high, long skip pass. Kirkwood and Brown a lot on this possession. Kirkwood a drive and a little floater from the right baseline is good. A little teardrop. And how about Kirkwood with nine here in the first half? It's 15-14. Nearly comes away with a steal, putting the pressure in the full court. Chargers have numbers here, though. Macy Thompson again, two on one. That is picture perfect how you break the press.
And a near steal turns into an easy bucket, so very fortunate turn of events there for JCN that they didn't get the turnover, and then they had the two-on-one advantage, big to big.
A minute into this second period, 17-14, Jefferson County North in front. Here's Brown right side on the wing, long skip pass to Yates in the corner, ball fakes, gets by a defender, kicks it back out top. This is Kirkwood again, a little pull-up, not this time from 19, and a rebound for the Chargers. Jobbins has it. Jobbins into the front court near sideline, stops on the left wing. And looking for someone to launch it to. Gets it right side. This is Johnson. Backs it out right wing. 90 seconds played in the second quarter. 17-14 Chargers. Macy Thompson in the corner. Now swings it near side. Here's Jobbins. A three. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound for Laird. And she spins one up off the backboard. Four now for Abby Laird. 19-14. Tied for the largest lead here for JCN in this first half.
And that was a strong rebound because she took that ball away from Cassie Frakes. It was a 50-50 ball and just wanted a little bit more, and she got the easy stick back. And that's her third offensive rebound, so she's working hard on the offensive glass here early.
Both teams playing zone in this first half. A lot of length for JCN, nearly coming away with another steal. But Kirkwood has it at the point. Right side pass, it goes to Brown. We got 5:48 and counting first half. 19-14 our score. JCN by five. Yates in the paint, threw some bodies, no good, partially blocked, and the Chargers finally gather the rebound with Langley, gets it off to Jobbins, and she slows it up into the front court. 2-3 zone for the Dragons, they continue to do so. Laird has it on the wing, long over the head pass, right side on the wing, it goes to Johnson. Johnson into the corner, it's Macy Thompson, right back to Johnson, looking right, Thompson again in the corner. Now Laird at the elbow, a little pull-up, got it, the shooter's touch. Abby Laird with six. A good start for her tonight. Now the largest lead for JCN up to seven at 21-14. And a quick timeout going to be called here by Valley Falls. It's going to be a full, so we'll follow suit. JCN, a good start here in quarter number two. 5:06 to go until halftime. It's 21-14. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
Our score. 5:06 to go until halftime. Brandon and Trenton with you. Colin in studio as we take a quick look before this timeout ends at the two-way sub-state that's going to be held at Horton. Jefferson County North right now, the three seed. At 12-6, Jackson Heights, Riverside, the lone two teams in front. Valley sitting in sixth place right now, so if things were to end maybe before this game started, potentially these two teams could play again in the first round coming up here in a week and change, but some things could still determine maybe a movement or two in that bracket, and maybe these two teams don't end up playing each other, but regardless, an opportunity there maybe for a third time. But out of the timeouts, we're back to it. Valley Falls again with the ball, trailing by seven. Here is Connor, who just checked back in. Gets it off to Henson. Here's Brown, right side in the corner. Kirkwood a drive, a lot of contact. No call there, could have been a charge. Brown gets it back. Now Kirkwood in the corner. Baseline drive, works around Seaver. Nice pass to the far side that's deflected out of bounds. Good defense underneath by Emily Langley, and we'll get Darvo back into the game, who had to miss a couple minutes in that first period after picking up two early fouls. Henson gets a breather. But Darvo, a key piece, and down in some early foul trouble. Gets it in left corner up top to Brown. Under 5 minutes to go until halftime. 21-14, senior nights here at JCN. Deflected pass by Johnson, chased down by Connor. And Brown has it back, resetting. Here's Kirkwood. Left side pass, Darvo in the corner. Closed out there by Emily Langley. Works around Langley, had it knocked away, and another steal. Fourth turnover by Valley. One-on-two break, bank shot good. The numbers weren't there for Clara Johnson. It doesn't matter. She gets a bucket for two. She's got four, makes it 23-14. JCN creating a little bit of separation here halfway into the second quarter.
And it's been thanks in part to forcing some unnecessary turnovers and using their length on the inside to spark this little 8-0 run. I mean, they traded buckets, and it was 15-14. Ever since then, they've just kind of taken over with that length, and I think starting to wear it on Valley a little bit here, forcing some TOs.
There's another one, and now a chance for the Chargers to break that pressure. A 3-on-2 break, a little pull-up, no good. Offensive rebound by Langley, and her putback is good. Langley, an offensive rebound and stick back. 25-14, the run continues. Chargers building on their largest lead. It's now 11 at 3:40 to go until halftime. Valley walks it into the front court with Brown, picks it up, dumps it at the free throw line. This is Kirkwood, one dribble left. Up top it goes, reversing it right side. Darvo has it. Now Frake, short corner right. Long pass up top to Brown. This length again, just not much entry inside of it. A lot of perimeter passing around, really from corner to corner. Now here's a drive by Kirkwood, kicks it left. Brown had to chase it down into the short corner. Now skips it to Kirkwood, who backs it out on the right wing. Now Darvo, they leave her open for three. This one's short off the front rim. And a nice boxed-out rebound there for Macy Thompson. And now Jobbins again will walk it into the front court. And under 3 minutes to go now in this second quarter. A 25-14 JCN lead. Here's Clara Johnson, who sets and fires a deep three. Left corner, no good. Just grazing the rim, and a rebound for Kirkwood, who works it into the front court. Drives in, kicks it right. Darvo around the perimeter to the free throw line she gets to. Now Brown has it. Skips to Kirkwood. Sets. Tees up a three. This one's short. And a rebound for Jocelyn Seaver. A lot of perimeter shots just not falling here in the second quarter for Valley Falls. And now saving it from going out was Clara Johnson. Walks it back to the point and they'll reset. Here's Seaver right side. Bouncing one to Langley, over two defenders, not this time, just off the window, no good. Rebound for Cassidy Frakes. Here comes Valley. 25-14, JCN. Kirkwood, why not, takes it all the way, and a blocking foul, and two free throws coming up here for Corey Kirkwood, the 5'8 junior, trying to just break this run that JCN is currently on. Kirkwood, 9 of the 14 first half points here for Valley Falls, averaging 15 a game. And her free throw is good. 61% at the line. That was her 111th attempt at the free throw line this year. Now, 68 of 111, just over 60%. As a team, Valley Falls hit it at a 54% clip. Certainly when the shots aren't falling, got to make them at the line when you get the opportunities. And Kirkwood does hit the second. She goes 2 for 2, has 11 here in the first half to lead all scorers, but her team down 25-16 with 2 minutes to go.
And there's an important stretch to them because you cut it into the lead a little bit more for half. You don't want it to balloon out to about 30-16 around there where it's a 14-point game. You want to try and keep it close here. So
here's Laird at the elbow, quick pull, grazing the rim barely, but another offensive rebound, but then a travel is going to be called against Macy Thompson, just left the footing there. And couldn't get it off to Laird before the feet hit the ground once again. So a third turnover by JCN. Now Valley Falls again, a big possession here. Can get it back to within 9 or 8, depending on the outcome. 25-16 the score. I should say maybe even a little bit closer as they are down 9 with 90 seconds to go. Here is Darvo, right side on the wing. Closed out quickly by the long hands of Macy Thompson. Brown fakes it in the middle. Now Darvo again trying to dump it. What a pass. Good entry in there to Kirkwood. And through the trees, Kirkwood somehow gets it, puts it up and in. 13 now for Kirkwood. It's 25-18 with a minute 10 to go. That was a very accurate pass to get it over the long, lengthy defenders there. Here is Johnson into the front court for the Chargers. Seaver, a touch pass into the corner to Thompson. Back up top, Johnson puts it on the dribble. Got away with a walk. Seaver now fires a deep three, and that is good. Jocelyn Seaver, just her second three of the year. And it's 28-18 at 45 seconds to go. Big shot there for the Chargers.
Yeah, and as you said, or just her saying, she was 8%, just 1 for 12. So on the scouting report, Valley's probably saying let her shoot, but might have to cover up there as there's another turnover.
Laird steps in front, takes it away, and now seconds to go in a 10-point lead. Here's Laird, left side on the wing, not being closed out on. Now dumps it inside, but Valley comes away with a steal. It's Kirkwood. Kirkwood wants to go coast-to-coast on Thompson. Layup good. Kirkwood doing everything she can to keep her team alive. Now 9 seconds to go. Valley putting the pressure on. 4 seconds, and Johnson just, I think, going to live with it and run out the clock. So the Chargers not in any hurry there. They had plenty of time to get it up the floor, but instead we go to halftime and a huge bucket there. And Kirkwood, 15 in the first half, but her team down 28-20. Halftime show is next. It's presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls game at the half, Jefferson County North, a 28-20 lead over Valley Falls in this NEKL showdown tonight. Brandon Salmon, Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp in studio. Well, for Valley, let's talk about them first. Again, trailing, and we said in the pregame, the offense has to come a little bit more consistent outside of Corey Kirkwood. Not necessarily the case. She has 15 of the 20, and keeping her team in it, as you look JCN down the board, they're very balanced with multiple players with six, multiple players with four, someone with five, someone with three. But, again, Corey Kirkwood, she's obviously a very talented player, a first-team All-League selection potentially, probably on pace for this season. But, again, just outside of Kirkwood, just not much offensive production. Maybe that needs to change in the second half.
Yeah, and that first bucket they scored was a three from Carly Henson, and then it was all Corey Kirkwood, and then Lauren Brown hit those pair of free throws, and then, once again, Kirkwood closed it out for the rest of the half for them scoring-wise. So, but she's been doing it with jump shots. Not like she's getting a lot of offensive rebounds or stick backs or playing inside. She's knocking down a lot of jump shots right now. But her other teammates, Brown's taking a couple, Henson and even Darvaux, they just haven't knocked down their jump shots yet that they've taken. They've had some open motions, haven't knocked it down. But on the other side, I mean, they're dominating the glass like we expected with that length and size that they have. But they played inside through Thompson, Langley, Laird, and even Johns and Seaver have hit some outside shots. So, they've been deadly all around the basket, even inside and out for JCN on the other side. And it's been a lot more balanced, as you said.
It was back and forth in the first quarter. JCN led 13-12 after one, but Chargers had a little more dominant second period, outscoring Valley Falls 15-8. They lead it 28-20 here at the half. The scoring for Jefferson County North, they got 6 points apiece from Macy Thompson and Abby Laird. They got 5 from Claire Johnson. They got 4 apiece from Emily Langley and Clara Johnson. They got 3 points from Jocelyn Siever. For the Dragons, again, 15 of the 20 points for Corey Kirkwood, and then 3 for Carly Henson and 2 from Lauren Brown. Both teams have been good, not turning it over. JCN, 4 turnovers. Valley Falls just 6 in the first half. Both teams perfect at the free throw line as well. Valley Falls 4-for-4. JCN 2-for-2. The rebound numbers again favoring the Chargers. 14-7 in the rebound category, and both teams have hit 2 shots from the outside. In our halftime score, Chargers 28, Dragons 20. More after this here on KNZA.
Rainbow Fiber Internet Construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
I'm a fourth generation ag producer myself with a row crop operation as well as a cow-calf.
That's Bryce Barnett, ag loan officer at Farmer State Bank.
It's definitely crucial in these times to have a lender that's in your corner that you can trust, that goes through the same daily operation as the producers that I'm dealing with. Let's talk.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. We want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls halftime score, Jefferson County North 28, Valley Falls 20. As we continue on with our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. All right, so we look at halftime adjustments here for both teams real quick. Both teams ran zone pretty much the entire first half. Valley set back in a 2-3. JCN with that length, more of a 1-3-1. Do we see either team getting out of that and maybe going man or switching things up a little bit? Valley did have some pressure. They were putting it on. JCN did a good job breaking that pressure. But what's kind of the key for both of these teams adjustment-wise in the second half?
At first, I think that pressure did work for Valley. But as it went on, JCN started to beat them up and down the floor and get some layups. I think you want to just fall back into that zone. I think you want to pack the zone in as much. They only hit 2 outside shots and only attempted 4 or 5 in total. So I think you force them to beat you from the outside and pack everyone in and rebound as well as you can. But for JCN, keep extending out, because early they weren't really extending out to the shooters in that 1-3-1. And the second quarter, they did a better job covering people up. But you got to maybe even box in one, Corey Kirkwood. And she has 15 of the 20, so maybe even box in one her and make someone else beat you with that length. And who knows, but Valley's going to get the ball coming out of half. Can they get a bucket and a stop? And that's how it always starts on a comeback.
Well, let's see if that's the case. 28-20, our halftime score. We'll take a final 60-second timeout. We'll come back and have the second half for you right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service. Staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka. They have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Carry beyond just prescriptions at Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Girls halftime score 28-20. Jefferson County North leading Valley Falls here on KNZA tonight. Just getting set to start the second half of play. First of two games tonight, as we'll have one more week of the regular season next week before sub-state tournaments get going. Both these teams in the same Class 2A sub-state in which Horton is hosting this year. Right now, if the bracket was finalized today, these two teams would actually meet in the first round. Chargers would be the 3 seed. Valley Falls, the 6 seed. Two very good teams above JCN. You have a ranked Riverside squad out of the Big 7, and, of course, Jackson Heights. On the run for Jackson Heights this year, we haven't really talked about it a whole lot. The 3-year dominant run where they had their long winning streak come to an end. ACCHS came in and won the league championship this year.
Yeah, and they got a tough sub-state. They have to go and probably beat Nemaha Central girls up at Marysville. So NEK will see what they're made of against some Big 7 competition.
It's going to be a lot of fun here in the next couple weeks to see how many teams are going to punch that ticket to state tournaments across the landscape. Here we go, second half, and the first possession for Valley Falls, ultimately a turnover. And both teams were good in the first half, not turning it over a whole lot. And we see the pressure again still ramped up as after the turnover, Valley Falls will show that full court pressure as Jobbins works it across the timeline into the front court for JCN. Spins around on the right wing, dumps it down to Thompson. Good extra pass. Langley missing the layup and a rebound for Valley Falls. Kirkwood has it. Pushing the tempo into the front court from left to right. Little hesitation and all the way in, and they're going to call an offensive foul. She yelled out and one because it went in, but did not see the official on the other side call the charge as Laird took it, and Kirkwood picks up her first and another turnover.
Yeah, it was a good move because she went through about, she ducked under like two different girls like in Langley and Thompson, but Laird was there standing, held her ground. She fell over, and I think that's the right call on the official. You have the right to stand your ground.
So they call the charge. Chargers back into the front court with it. Thompson at the free throw line looking for Langley on the block, turning and firing over a defender, and that one's good. Langley now with 6, the first points of the third quarter, makes it 30-20. Jefferson County North by 10 at under 6:40 to go.
And Valley's instituted a little man-to-man, so they have an ultimate mismatch with Henson guarding Langley height-wise, so might be a big half for Langley if they stay with that.
Trying to find Frakes inside, tipped around, another turnover. Dragons, 3 possessions and 3 turnovers here in the third quarter. Here is Clara Johnson working around the arc, stops inside, a little fadeaway Jay, just grazing the rim short. Laird, offensive rebound, gets it back a second time and puts it up and in. Laird has been a beast on the offensive glass. It's now 32-20, largest lead at 12 here for JCN. And we said it was 14-7, the rebounds in the first half. Chargers continuing to build that number, and a timeout for Jordan Hale in Valley Falls. As again, of course, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Well, we came on here, or at least right before we came on here to start the second half, we saw Jackson Heights was having no issues with McLeod. They had a big lead at halftime there. So, again, as you kind of look at this sub-state, with Riverside atop right now, Riverside, they can win out and secure that number one seed. Jackson Heights looking to be on pace to land the 2 seed. JCN, again, if they take care of business, they'll lock up the 3 seed. There still could be some movement potentially, but it seems like the top 4 are pretty much locked up. You know, if you're Valley, you maybe give yourself a chance. I think you're pretty much actually locked in, it seems like, to that six seed. The bottom two teams are separated with Horton and Republic County. Again, this could be a scenario. Both these teams, I think it's more likely that these two face off against each other unless a couple things work out up top. That would need to be one of those two teams, Jackson Heights or Riverside, to fall up, you know, in one of these last couple games. But
yeah, Riverside,
it's kind of on pace right now for these two teams to play again.
Yeah, you said Jackson Heights staying here, but it's those Riverside. They have an 18-point lead heading to the fourth quarter. But, I mean, I think these two teams are probably going to meet in 2 weeks back here in this gym. Henson misses the three, but, yeah, it was a three-point game when they played at Valley. It's been close tonight, but Tajin just keeps pulling away, but then Valley pulls a couple punches to get back into it. But I think we're going to see them match up again in 2 weeks, more than likely.
See how it plays out. Kirkwood deflecting a pass. Dragons are continuing to show some pressure in the full court. Chargers did a really good job in the second quarter once that pressure was put on, getting some opportunities up the floor in transition, but this time they kind of back off a little bit. Jobbins into the front court, stops at the point, right side pass to Seaver. Seaver dumps it inside. Macy Thompson splitting two, no good. Chasing down the rebound for Valley Falls is Darvo. Here's Darvo quickly pushing the pace a little bit. Stops, and Jobbins comes away with a steal. I don't think Darvo saw Jobbins coming from behind, and she rips it away, nabs a steal. And Brown trying to get a steal back, and she does, taken away. Fifth turnover by JCN. Here's Darvo to the block. Shot is up, no good. A blocking foul is called. It's on the floor. Just the first foul against the Chargers here in the third quarter. Seaver picks up her first. We got 5:23 left in this third quarter. 32-20 our score. Chargers by 12. Brown dumps it in left corner. Henson has it. Jobbins defending. Darvo left side on the wing. Holds it high. Brown gets it right there, works it back to the point. And still that 1-3-1 zone. Henson again tries a three. It's an air ball. And Darvo rips it away inside, and now a whistle and a foul against JCN. Good hustle there by Darvo to keep the possession alive. And the Charger foul against Macy Thompson, her second.
Yeah, now that we talked about all the offensive rebounding that JCN's had. Maybe Coach Hill got through to him in that timeout, because it's been a lot more aggressive rebounding these last couple series that we've had.
They've had a couple opportunities here. Can they come away with some points? And they do not, as Frakes, a long pass, sails over Henson's head and out of play. Five turnovers here in the quarter for Valley Falls. We're not even 3 minutes in after they had just six turnovers the entire first half. They will show pressure again in the full court. Chargers throwing it in. And Langley has it, hands it off to Jobbins. Heavy pace near sideline, pushing it into the front court, guarded by Yates. Yates hounding inside Langley in the paint. Little shot up, no good. Tipped around. Thompson, the offensive rebound, kicks it back to Seaver. Here's Jobbins. Nearly drugged the pivot foot, but kept it down enough to avoid a travel. Seaver working back towards the perimeter, and it's knocked away and out of bounds. JCN will keep it. 4:39 to go in this third quarter. 32-20 our score. As Langley gets a breather, Laird comes back in. Seaver to throw it in. Into the right corner to Jobbins. Kirkwood fronting and comes away with a steal. Nicely done defensively down low. Six turnovers now for JCN. Here's Kirkwood diving in. Kicks it left. This is Yates. Ball fakes. Kirkwood gets it back up top. Right side to Darvo. Brown gets it in the corner. Tees up a triple and rattles it through. Good passing, and Lauren Brown with a big three. That's her first field goal and her 20th triple of the year. Gets Valley Falls back to within 9 at 32-23, about the halfway point of the third.
Yeah, and they're going to have to knock down some outside shots. They're going to have to get some other than Kirkwood. That was obviously their first basket of the half, but they're going to have to hit some outside shots probably if they want to pull this one off.
Here's Laird at the free throw line facing the basket, right side to Seaver. Laird come over, sets a ball screen, not much with it. Now dumps it inside to Laird, turn, facing, shot is up, might have been partially blocked. It's tipped out of bounds. Looks to be last touch by Kirkwood. Nope, take that back. Last touch by JCN. So a missed opportunity there, and the Dragons will get it back at 3:45 to go down 9.
And I think they got a little bit blocked from behind, and then Thompson just trying to get the offensive rebound, went over Kirkwood and tipped it out. Lucky she didn't pick up her third foul. But big opportunity here for Valley to get back into it.
It's been a fairly light game in terms of foul go here so far. Brown, a left side pass to Darvo. Baseline drive, left the feet. Kirkwood, shot is rejected by Thompson. Kirkwood able to gather her own miss and reset. Darvo, ball fakes. Skips it, Yates, left wing. Good close out there by Jobbins. Dumps it inside, breaks up top, it goes. Brown, left side, Yates again on the wing. And Laird doing a good job fronting it, breaks inside and knocks it out of bounds. As we see Emily Langley check back in here for JCN. AC Thompson will get a breather. 3:04 left, third quarter. 32-23 our score, JCN by 9. Darvo inside off the inbounds pass, high off the window, no good. Laird the defensive rebound, and the Chargers get it back. Now Jobbins, very casual with the pace across the timeline from left to right, crossing over left, gets it off to Seaver on the wing. Laird now right side. This is Johnson. Jobbins at the point, hesitates, and fires straight on for three, and she buried it. 8 points and two triples now for Claire Jobbins, 35-23. JCN by 12 at 2.5 minutes to go here in the third.
That was a big time three. A little bit contested, but straight on, she was able to knock it down and back to 12.
Tied for the largest lead of the game for JCN. Kirkwood, a little pull up from the right wing. It's a little bit short. Rebound for Jobbins. And a chance to build on this lead as Jobbins pulls. A little hesitation there. No good from the right wing. About 12 feet out. Rebound for Valley Falls. Yates has that one, works it into the front court from right to left. Kirkwood right side to Brown in the corner. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter, 35-23 our score. And we get a whistle and a foul against JCN as Seaver picks up her second. And team foul number three as Thompson checks back in. So Seaver comes out, Thompson comes back in. Some more length as, again, you got 3 6-footers out there with Langley, Laird, and Thompson, all three out there. Here's Frakes, Brown right corner. Darvo has it for Valley Falls, right wing. Back to Yates at the point. Darvo on the wing, dumps it to Brown again for three, and that one is good. Lauren Brown, another three here in the period. She's got 8, makes it 35-26, as we're at 1:35 to go in the third. Well, Brown coming away with a couple big threes to keep Valley Falls in it here late in the third. Jobbins, a little hesitation on the right wing, picks it up, long pass over to Johnson, works it to the free throw line, gets it back to Jobbins up top, Thompson open inside, and she lays it in. I think mismatch there, miscommunication by Valley underneath, and Thompson now with 8, her first bucket of the second half. It's 37-26, it's 68 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was just simply Thompson just checked back in, and no one knew, no one remembered who had Seaver, so they didn't know who their man was, and
easy bucket, no doubt, but Brown will try again, and she's feeling it. Lauren Brown, 3 straight 3. She has 11 points, and it's 37-29 at 45 seconds to go in the third.
And only Kirkwood's taking maybe 2 shots this quarter, so they've done a good job, but Lauren Brown stepped up. But can you get the defensive stops to pair with it?
35 seconds remaining in the quarter. See if the Chargers want to play for the final shot with that 8-point lead. They go inside, Langley spinning again, kept the pivot foot down, up to Johnson up top, 21 seconds to go in the quarter, and back to Jobbins, veteran head coach Steve Knoll calling out the signals, down to 15, play some perimeter passing, Langley to Laird, left side, pass to Johnson, a little pull up, in and out, no good, offensive rebound for Langley, and she puts it up and in. With 2 seconds to go in the quarter, Valley runs it out, and it's a 10-point game as we head to the final frame. Valley Falls have a last push in them to come back. We'll see. 39-29, Jefferson County North. Back to the fourth after this here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Girls game to the fourth quarter. 10-point JCN lead. Chargers 39, Dragons 29. JCN an 11-9 advantage in quarter number three after an 8-point halftime lead. So here we go. JCN opening possession of the fourth quarter, looking for win number 13 on the year. Dragons led in that third quarter by Lauren Brown, who hit three threes, and now Darvo comes away with a steal, and a foul's going to be called.
Yeah, I think Langley was going for the pass. It was too far, and Darvo is the one that tracked it down. She got pushed in the back from Langley, and she might have rolled her ankle.
I mean, Langley the foul, and she is slow to get up.
I do remember that she tore her meniscus at the state volleyball tournament, so maybe her knee, it's the same leg that has like the sleeve on it and not a lot of weight, so you hope the best for her.
Yeah.
But
that's a big injury right there, is Langley with 8 points here tonight, averaging a near double-double this season. Again, with that sleeve on the left knee, and that's where the limited amount of weight was being put on, so and see what happened underneath. But nonetheless, Valley Falls will have their first possession here in the fourth quarter, down 10. 39-29 is the score. Here is Darvo right on the wing. Yates has it in the corner. Now drives baseline, cut off by Laird. Kicks it back to the perimeter. Here is Brown again. Oh, baby, is she feeling it. Make it four triples and 14 points overall. And Valley Falls within seven at 39-32. And a missed shot inside, saved underneath. And they say it's out of bounds and last touch by breaks underneath, so Chargers fortunate there to get another opportunity after a quick shot was no good. Jobbins to Laird, up top to Johnson. Johnson back to Jobbins in the corner. Nice ball fake, good close out there by Yates. Johnson left side to Seaver. Coming up on a minute into this fourth quarter, 7-point game, and Kirkwood a steal. Kirkwood read it, and a chance for Valley Falls to get a little bit closer. To the right corner, here's Darvo. You certainly want to know where Brown is right now if you're JCN. She's got the hot hand here in the second half. Thought about it left wing. Skips it to Darvo. Here's Kirkwood. A drive, a little contested floater. Grazing the rim, no good. Jobbins the rebound for Jefferson County North.
Yeah, and Brown had a semi-open look. And when you're feeling like that, you don't even have to be that wide open to shoot. And she passed one up there, so that's a break for JCN.
90 seconds played in this fourth quarter. 39-32. Chargers on their home floor. Senior night, they want to get win number 13. Nice cut. Seaver missed the layup. She was wide open and threw it over the rim. No good. A rebound for Kirkwood, and here comes Valley Falls again down seven. A chance to get a little bit closer. Jobbins slaps that one out of play. Quick sub back into the game. We'll see Riley Thompson, a freshman. Saw her a little bit in the first half, appearing in her 14th game of the year. And Steve Knoll has seen enough. He's going to take a timeout here. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here.
And this might be maybe to man up a little bit and put someone on Brown, because she runs the point and she moves all over the court and she subconsciously sneaks behind you. You lose her and she's cashing another three. And she has all 12 points this half for the Dragons. I mean,
on four threes.
Yeah, no, no one else is really taking that many shots. Kirkwood maybe two or three, and Darvo maybe a couple, but a lot of Lauren Brown this half, and thank goodness for her, because it would be dire straits for Valley without her so far this half. It was Kirkwood in the first, and Brown this half is, they have 29 of the 32 combined now.
Yeah, Kirkwood had 15 of the 20 in the first half, and Brown has all 12 of the Valley Falls points here in the second half on 4-3. She hit three of those four in the third quarter. She's already hit another three here early in this fourth quarter. Darvo, nobody closing out on her. She dumps it inside as Frakes fading away. No good on a shot. Rebound for Riley Thompson.
And that's one where Darvo might take a corner three with no one on her at all. I don't think she realized, and she drove in. And dish it off to Frakes, but she might want that one back.
Here's Laird on the block, turning on Frakes, and drug that pivot foot, and it's going to be a travel. So this is what, the third or fourth possession that the Dragons have had down, 39-32. They've had multiple chances to creep a little bit closer, but so far unable to do so, but they get another opportunity here. Darbo into the front court, left side to Kirkwood. Puts it on the dribble, long pass to the point. Yates, left side to Kirkwood. On the wing, this is Brown, closed down quickly by Jobbins. Long chest pass to Yates on the right wing. Now gets it to Frakes on the elbow. Kirkwood in the right corner. We played 2.5 minutes of this fourth. Good kick. Now Darvo tries. A little strong on a three. Rebound for the Chargers. Johnson pulls that one in. Good look there for Darvo. Just couldn't connect.
Yeah, and they've instituted the box in one. They put Claire Jobbins on Brown. They got an open look there, but just didn't fall.
Now the Chargers can probably limit the possessions here at the fourth quarter. Is wasting some time as Laird with the ball screen. Jobbins a pull-up 19-footer, a little strong. Battling for the rebound underneath. Kirkwood has it and throws it up to the wrong person. Missed shot by Thompson. And finally a whistle and a foul underneath, I think, against the Chargers here.
And I think Yates got that rebound. And
Riley Thompson picks up the foul. And, again, missed opportunity there for the Chargers. And Alley gets another chance down 7 here.
Yeah, almost go time. I mean, 4:54 to go, but Brown hasn't gotten another shot, but partially due to that box and one. But someone else is going to have to step up more than likely because she might have limited opportunities to score.
Nice ball fake by Yates from the corner. Little pull-up, no good. And a one-and-done possession there. Riley Thompson, another rebound for the Chargers. 4.5 minutes to go in this game. JCN trying to hold on. Chargers lead at 39-32. Darvo nearly came away with a steal, but Jobbins has it. Dumps it inside to Laird. Frakes on the defensive end. Laird throws up with a lot of contact and a foul. Laird just so strong inside. And Frakes picks up the foul. That's her first. Just the second Valley Falls team foul, so they're going to have some fouls to play with here down the stretch. But Laird will go to the line. 45 of 86 is Abby Laird at the free throw line, 52.3% this year. 8 points here tonight, right about her average, and missing on the first. And you think about the 3 6-footers. Macy Thompson averages 10 rebounds a game, Langley averaging 9 a game, Laird averaging 8 rebounds a game.
Well, it makes it easy for everyone else not to have to go in there and rebound when you have them combining for nearly 30 rebounds between the three of them. I mean, lets everyone else do what they need.
So she goes 1 for 2, makes the second. It's a 8-point lead now for JCN. Here's a whistle and a foul around the perimeter. JCN will pick this one up. That'll be their sixth. So the rest of the way as Macy Thompson picks up her third. This could be an advantage here for the Dragons if they can be a little aggressive, get some calls, and ultimately they could have some chances here at the line down the stretch. They're down 8 with 4:12 to go. They throw it into Darvo. She's open. No one closing out for 3. A little strong. No good. A rebound for JCN.
And if I'm Valley, I'd attack the basket. I'd try and get some points with the clock stopped. I mean, you're only down 8 and still 4 minutes to go, so nothing drastic needed yet.
Can certainly, again, be physical. You've only been called for 2 fouls, and Kirkwood was physical there. Almost got the steal. Thompson lost it off her foot in a turnover. Here's Yates, a 2-on-1, stops on the block. Good kick to the hot hand. Brown, not this time, missing a 3. But Yates gets the rebound, kicks it back to Brown. They wanted her to shoot it again. She did not. Here's Yates, short corner. Good ball fake. Pulls it. A little strong. Rebound JCN. Man, couple good looks there for the Dragons. Brown had a great look. Unable to connect. And good hustle by Yates, but missing on the short J. So we're down to 3:22 left. Chargers with the ball up 8. Dragons continue to pressure here man-to-man. Laird has it at the point, closed out by Frakes, puts it on the dribble, hands it off to Jobbins' right wing, not afraid to fire in it. Nothing but nylon triple. An absolute swish for Claire Jobbins. Her third three tonight, monster shot for JCN, back up 11 with 3 minutes to go.
And that might be the dagger.
Yates a quick 3, no good. It trickles out to the top of the key, and Kirkwood picks it up and then throws up a shot, no good, but she is fouled at 2:50 to go, and Kirkwood's going to shoot 2. So finally a chance for Kirkwood to score here for the first time in the second half after 15 of the 20 points from her in the first half.
And they've been stuck on 32
a long time.
Yeah, about at least the last 4 minutes, because Brown hit that three early, and it's not due to the lack of opportunity or open looks, just haven't fell for them.
Well, we've sat here 39-32 for, I think, two or three straight minutes, and both teams having, what, four or five possessions to either for JCN pull away a little bit or for Valley to get a little bit closer, but neither could. And Kirkwood missing the second free throw. Laird gets the rebound and is tied up by Frakes, and the possession arrow for Valley Falls in a timeout. Big timeout here for Valley Falls. It's a full, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here.
And they have one left, so down 10, that might be some crucial to stop the clock after a made bucket, but you need one here.
Yeah, I would think it's a pretty, let's see what they draw up. So again, Kirkwood, obviously the best player, best scorer. He's been quiet in the second half. Brown's had the hot hand here in the second half with four threes and 14 points. But you're down 10, 2:49 to go. Again, you know what JCN's going to do here down the stretch. Every time they get a rebound and get the ball back, I'm sure they're going to slow things down a little bit. And again, Valley's only been called for two fouls, so they can be aggressive. Nobody's really in foul trouble yet. So I would expect defensively, again, to ramp things up. And we talk about adjustments. Both teams played zone in the first half. You even mentioned a box and one in the second half. Although it's not on Kirkwood, it's on Brown, who got hot for JCN. Valley's gone to some man-to-man themselves. I think that kind of hurt some, not really hurt some things, but it's definitely challenged JCN. They haven't scored as much here in the second half. So both teams certainly made adjustments at halftime, but again, Valley has had multiple opportunities. Let's see out of this timeout if they can get a bucket. And they get it to Henson, who's open for a three. It hits the rim, out of bounds, and last touch by the Dragons.
That was a good look and good design.
Had some good looks, for sure.
Henson can shoot it from the outside. She knocked one down at the beginning of the game, but just not falling for him tonight. It had the looks.
There's the pressure in the full court. Darvo comes away with a steal. Kirkwood swatted. She gets it back underneath and is fouled. So a second chance there for Corey Kirkwood. As the foul is on Seaver, her third. Team foul number eight. And Kirkwood to shoot two.
Yeah, but that was because of the pressure from Brown and Darvo. They hounded Jobbins. They took it away from her. And then good hustle from Abby Laird coming back from half court to block Kirkwood from behind. And then she got it back, though, and at least you're not giving up an and one as she knocks down the first one. But I told you just a minute ago, Valley doesn't need to shoot the three ball yet. Try and get some buckets with the time stopping. They've got it from Kirkwood, but can she continue to make free throws for him?
And the second's good. She goes two for two. Now a whistle, and a whistle here by the official stops play. 18 tonight for Corey Kirkwood. Makes it 43-35, JCN, at 2:34 to go. I think they were just making sure the possession arrow was in the right direction. So here's the pressure again. Kirkwood defending the inbounds pass. Here's Clara Johnson near sideline. Heavy pace up the floor. Gets it into the front court. Now backs it out to the point. And now JCN slowing it up a little bit. But Jobin says no on the slow. Tries a three. It's no good.
And that's a bad shot. Up
rebound
eight
for Darvo.
Up eight on a contested shot. That's an and one.
And Darvo takes it coast to coast. Lays it in. Plus one.
And Lily Darvo being left-handed is going to take it easily to the left hand. Seaver was just kind of in her way and tried to foul her before she got the shot up, but she got it off the glass. But it all goes back to the bad shot taken by Claire Jones. You're up eight and you just broke the press with 2 minutes. Why are you taking a contested three? I mean, you've knocked down three of them, but just completely unnecessary there. And now we're looking at possibly a five-point game.
The lefty Darvo missing the free throw. The rebound for JCN. But it's a 43-37 game, and we get an illegal screen by Jobbins in the backcourt and a turnover by the Chargers. 6-point deficit for the Dragons. Still plenty of time, 2:11 to go. But they'll have it underneath their own bucket.
And do you drop somewhat for Kirkwood to get to the basket, or do you get a shot for Brown? It looks like they're manning up. And
Kirkwood gets it, left wing. Defended by Macy Thompson. Darvo drives, launching a pass. Henson, ball fakes, pulls up. Shot rejected in the corner by Seaver, and it's out of bounds. And Valley will give it away as the Chargers get it back.
A good ball fake, but good help defense from Seaver to come over and block that shot.
2 minutes to go in the game. JCN by six with the ball. They get it into the front court. Breaking the pressure is Johnson. Johnson takes it all the way, and she missed the layup. Rebound for Frakes. Another quick miss there, and now the Dragons push it into the front court. Kirkwood caught in a double. Kicks it to Henson right corner. Up top to Darboe. They close out on her quickly. Now Kirkwood right wing. Minute 39 to go. She lost it off her knee. And a whistle and a tie-up is going to be called. JCN has the possession.
Yeah, and Darboe had an open look from the outside.
Well, you heard a couple parents behind us say shoot it. They wanted her to.
And you got to know if you're a decent shooter, she's only 17%, but you got to take an open look when you got the opportunity. I mean, you hit it and you're down three with a minute and a half to go. And they're forcing the turnovers and stuff on the other end, but they're not capitalizing off of it, but...
Another timeout here, this time by JCN. We'll keep it right here once again. So Valley Falls making this interesting, but they have had, I feel like, so many more missed opportunities here late. You know, they've crawled back to within six here at 43-37, still 94 seconds to go, but I kind of go back to when it was 39-32, and both teams went on a pretty big drought, and Dragons also had some good looks, missed opportunities, but they keep fighting. It's been Lauren Brown this half. Kirkwood's getting on the board after 15 in the first half. She leads all scorers with 18. But you would expect, again, Kirkwood, Brown to be kind of the dangerous combo here down the stretch if the Dragons want to rally and pull off the upset. But you expect both those two to be heavily guarded, and, you know, it may be kind of an unsung hero for the Dragons maybe to step up late.
Yeah, everyone on the floor has got to be willing to score the ball because... In the end, it all matters for the team. And Darboe just had that and one, but then she took down an open look. But, yeah, you mentioned they got that three from Brown to cut it to 39-32, and then they didn't score for about 4 minutes, and they're down six. That might be the thing that they're going to get Darboe for a foul on the loose ball. But, I mean, that's only their third. It's not the worst thing. They're going to have to foul probably and need some help.
That's just a third team foul. So still, fouls to give here for the Dragons. 1:33 to go. 43-37, Jefferson County North. Darboe knocks it away. Comes away with another steal. Can they do something with it? Here is Brown, right side on the wing. Goes to Connor. Just check back in. Darboe, ball fake, drives, kicks it left. Henson, closed down quickly. Gets it back up top to Kirkwood. A minute 15 to go. She drives, throws one up. Oh, just rims out, no good. Rebound for the Chargers. Macy Thompson has it. Hands it off to Jobbins. She's doubled quickly. Here's Johnson. They got to get it into the front court. And now a whistle and a timeout.
Yeah, I think that saved the 10 seconds because they had to be getting close.
It's a full, so we'll step aside. 101 to go. JCN 43, Valley Falls 37. Back after this on KNZA.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire. Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, let's break it down for you. Our girls game coming down the home stretch. We got 101 to go, 61 seconds. JCN with the basketball out of the timeout, leading 43-37. They get it into Jobin. She's quickly doubled. Gets it off to Johnson, far sideline. Works it into the front court. Little Mad Dog defense here for the Dragons, bringing the pressure. Seaver has it in the right corner. Gets it to Laird, but Seaver is fouled at 49.9 to go.
Yeah, I think that's Henson that they're going to pin it on. They do, and that's only her first. But
this team foul number four, so again, a couple fouls to give.
Yeah, you got it's foul time now, and hope they miss and you knock down some shots because we're at 49.9 and down six. So
Gracie Connor checks in, a freshman, first time tonight for her. For the Dragons guarding the inbounds, they get it into Jobin. She's quickly fouled at 48 seconds to go. Team foul number five as Brown picks up her second.
I find it interesting they put Gracie Connor on the ball, bring her maybe just to use her for fouls, but they have her guarding the inbound.
Gets it into Jobin's, another quick foul, and that's going to be the third on Brown. Team foul number six. So the next foul puts JCN at the line. 46.6 seconds to go. They have a 6-point lead. And there's team foul number 7. So they ultimately get, what, 3 or 4 fouls here? Maybe take off just a few seconds. And the foul is on Gracie Connor, who just checked in her first. And this will put Claire Jobbins at the line for a 1-1.
And one-on-one, the front ends of 1-on-1s are so important at the end of the game, because if you miss the first one, it's like you're missing 2 free throws. But at the same time, rebounding on their side for Valley is important. You don't want to give up an offensive board here.
Jobbins, 58% at the line, and her free throw off the heel, strong, and an important rebound for Kirkwood. 41 seconds to go. Here's Darvaux, gets underneath the bucket, reverse layup. She trickles it in there. Darvaux with 4. 30 seconds to go. It's a 4-point game. Johnson fouled on the far side of the floor. 28 seconds to go.
They wasted a lot of time to get the foul there. They're going to give that to Darvaux, which is going to be her fourth, but we're back with this another set of 1-on-1s in a 4-point game.
And this is going to be Clara Johnson, who shoots the 1-on-1, who's 2-for-2 at the line tonight, but came in just 40%. On the year, it's a 43-39 JCN lead at 28.4 seconds to go. And the first free throw is long, and a rebound for Madison Connor. A chance for the Dragons, down 4. Here's Kirkwood. Here's Brown. Ball fakes to the free throw line. Into the corner. Henson, a 3. That is short. Battling for the rebound. Laird has it. And she is fouled with 13.5 seconds to go. What a look for Henson in the corner. Just a touch short. And now Laird, maybe a chance to extend this lead out. Now time running thin for the Dragons. A foul on Brown, her 4th. And Laird to shoots what will be the final 1-on-1. And she missed it short. Tipped. And a rebound for Henson. 10 seconds, down 4. Here's Darvaux. Dumps it inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound for JCN at 4.5 seconds to go. There's the foul. Man, the Dragons. Multiple opportunities here down the stretch. JCN not helping their cause by missing, what now, 3 straight 1-on-1s or the front end of them. But now a chance to put this one away. 43-39, which is 4.2 to go. Jobbins will now shoot 2.
And it wasn't from a matter of she missed the first one, but I don't think it's going to matter unless they put up a miracle 3 and get fouled, even if she were to miss this second one. But
yeah, it wouldn't even hurt to miss it, because that's going to take, and there's the short. But Laird just goes up and grabs it, throws one up, and is fouled. Well, now that certainly puts it away. It's now just 2.9 seconds to go. Laird's going to shoot 2.
And that's going to foul. Lauren Brown had a fantastic third quarter, but they shut her down in that fourth quarter. She's going to finish with 14.
Boy, yeah, she was monstrous in that third quarter, keeping the Dragons in the game. She had 4 threes tonight and 14 points, but it's going to come up a bit short as Yates checks back in for her. Just 3 seconds to go. Laird's free throw is short. So they have missed, what, 5 or 6 straight, and that obviously kept the Dragons in it, but they were unable to convert on multiple opportunities late. And JCN's going to pull out a big win and sweep the season series. Laird goes 1-for-2, has 10. The final second runs off the clock, and that will do it. And a very fantastic ball game. It came down to the wire, but ultimately the home team and JCN, Jefferson County North, wins it 44-39. Our post game is coming up next. We got a lot to break down for you, and it is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. JCN winning the girls game tonight. We'll talk about it more when we come back here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lundquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden.
from metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, girls' game has gone final. JCN having to hold on late, but they knock off Valley Falls 44-39. Brandon, Colin, and Trenton with you. It is senior night here at JCN, as we'll have the boys' game coming up here in about 15 or 20 minutes. Got a lot to kind of dissect here in this first game tonight as, 31?
Yeah, 31.
We're talking about rebounds here. That's kind of a big stat that we're just going over here. 31-18, the rebound advantage for JCN tonight. They were a little bit more balanced offensively, but Valley Falls, give credit to Corey Kirkwood and Lauren Brown, keeping the Dragons in the game. Brown had a monster third quarter, hitting three threes. She did foul out in the fourth quarter, finished with 14 points. But JCN, they certainly let the Dragons hang around. They missed four straight front ends of a 1-1 late in the game, and Valley Falls had multiple chances in the final minute, down four, to get themselves right back in it, make it a little bit more interesting, but nonetheless, Chargers hold on and win it. 44-39. So JCN win number 13. They are now 13-6. They have won five in a row and are 8-2 over their last 10 games. They are now 11-4 in Northeast Kansas League play. Dragons, they have now lost three straight since a four-game win streak. Dragons now 7-11 overall. They are now 6-8 in league play. Going through some of the numbers real quick, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, for the Dragons, they were led by Corey Kirkwood, 18 points and 8 rebounds. She was held to just 3 in the second half, 15 of those 18 in the first half, but she led all scorers tonight with 18 points. Lauren Brown, 14. She had four triples. And outside of that, you had Darvo with four and Henson with three. Chargers had two in double figures. Claire Jobbins with 11. Abby Laird finished with 10. Eight apiece from Macy Thompson and Emily Langley. Four from Clara Johnson. They also had 3 points from Jocelyn Siever. Totals for the Chargers, they had 12 turnovers. They hit four threes. Mentioned again, they had 31 rebounds. They struggled at the line, going 4-for-11. For the Dragons, again, team totals, they had 11 turnovers. They hit 6 threes in the game. They were 7-of-9 at the line and finished the game with 18 rebounds. Well, that's going to do it here as we're in between ball games right now. Again, a little bit more of an extended break here. Actually, before...